Good morning, brothers and sisters. You know, I remember as a young Christian learning about the periods in European and American history called the Great Awakenings.
我还记得在我年轻的时候我学习欧洲和美洲的历史是关于复兴的历史。
I remember hearing about them and reading about them and learning about them and just kind of being wowed, just being floored.
我在学习的过程当中我是确实深有感触。
You know, I would hear stories of people, the church coming together and the spirit being so strong in the church that the meetings would last until like 4 in the morning. People would just be praising God.
在这个复兴过程当中，人们聚集圣灵的工作是如此的强，聚会甚至到深夜，凌晨四点钟。
Pastor would even try stopping it, like we're bringing things to a close here, and it just wouldn't close. Like people just keep on praising God. People would keep repenting. People keep confessing. People would just focus on the Lord.
牧师甚至要把教会关掉，想让人们离开，但是不可能。人们就不断的在祷告，在认罪。
They say like whole areas would come to this point of revival.
甚至整个地区都有这样的复兴迹象。
It would be like Michigan and then Ohio and Indiana, like just whole areas would be revived, but the Holy Spirit would just move in them.
就像整个密西根甚至俄亥俄，整个全地区都有这样复兴的迹象。
These awakenings, as historians call them, were marked by a couple of things.
这种复兴有几种标志。
One would be oftentimes an intense conviction of one's sin, a personal affection, a personal feeling for one's sin, so much so that they had to confess, they had to share it with the Lord, they had to confess to the body.
一种标志就是人们内心当中的转变，他们需要信耶稣。
Another times, another marking was just people outside of the church coming into the church, coming to know and follow Jesus.
另一个标志就是教会外面的人涌到教会内信主。
And in the 1730s and again in the 1800s in Europe and America, spiritual revitalization kind of swept through parts of Europe and parts of America.
1730年和1800年在欧洲和在美洲都出现这种复兴的迹象，几乎席卷了很多的地区。
God used people, preachers like Jonathan Edwards and there's an evangelist, an English evangelist named George Whitefield.
上帝使用了布道家像爱德华兹和华菲特。
And as they preached the gospel, the Spirit moved through them and produced a great amount of transformation, a great amount of restoration, a great amount of revitalization in the church.
神使用他们就做了很多复兴的工作。
You know, one summer I was driving through Yellowstone and I remember just driving for miles and miles and miles, Yellowstone National Park. And the summer before there had been just acres, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of acres burned by these fires that swept through.
有一个夏天我去黄石公园，我开车开了很远，我想看一看过去这个 summer 夏天里面发生的火灾的迹象。
You know, I know there's a negative sense when you think of a fire sweeping through a forest and wiping it out, but it reminds me, it's a picture of what I see when I think of these revivals. I think of this land just being swept through the power sweeping through, the Holy Spirit sweeping through God's people.
我想象到这个火灾这个情形，我也把它联想到这个复兴的时候，这个火，这个圣灵的工作是如此的广泛和强大。
As part of what's called the Second Awakening, there was a Welsh revival. It took place in 1904, 1905.
1904年、1905年，这个第二次复兴是在威尔士。
It's not one of the larger revivals, but it's one of the more well-known revivals.
虽然它不是最大的复兴，但是它是很有名的。
And they say that again, all historians, all theologians kind of want to point back to someone or some person or something that can kind of start, but they can't really with revivals. They can't really point it to any one person.
一些神学家要研究这个复兴的一些迹象和原因的时候，他们很难指向把复兴指向一个人。
They say it started with, like, the best they can attribute to is churches in Wales praying, just small pockets of churches praying.
这个复兴是源于威尔士各个教会的祷告。
And there was such a movement. There was such a movement in the church that historians say that in a year's time there was approximately 100,000 people in that area that began to follow Jesus.
历史学家研究发现，这个复兴的规模是如此大，大概有10万人信主。
And they say that again, it wasn't just a flash in the pan. It was this intense movement, but the people continued to walk with Jesus.
这个复兴是如此的强，这些信主的人，他们仍然信主。
It reminds me so much of what we read in the book of Acts, you know, when the church is just brightly burning and it says that the numbers, people are being added to the numbers every day.
这使我想到了《使徒行传》里所记载的类似的复兴的故事。
I mean, you can imagine what would happen in Rochester Hills and Troy if all of a sudden one third of the entire cities all of a sudden were born again. I mean, how would Rochester look? Just all of a sudden feel different, almost within a year.
你可以想象，如果是在我们这个地区两个周边的城市，有1/3的人在一年内信主，会是怎么样的情景？
They have side notes of how it affected the community of Wales. They kind of like go back and look of how it affected, you know, the thought of this revitalization.
也有研究来研究这个复兴对 当时的这个社区的冲击。
They say that there were so many people that were genuinely following Jesus Christ that had been their hearts had been so changed that there was less drunkenness, there was less drinking. So they said that actually taverns began to close down because there's just less people getting drunk.
当时有很多人信主，甚至喝醉酒的人数都降低，很多酒吧不得不关门。
They say that there's something in Wales where they present judges with these white gloves, and they said the judges were just seeing less cases because there had been such a transformation, such a movement in the community around that robbery was down, that assault was down, that just people's hearts were changed.
当地的有人把给当地的法官那种白手套象征着当地这个犯罪降低。
And then there's these odd side notes, like there's a professor and scholar named J. Edwin Orr who studied the Welsh Revival, and he had this to say about the effect of the revival in Wales. He said, stoppages occurred in coal mines, not due to unpleasantness between management and workers, as there was tension between management and workers at the time, but because so many foul-mouthed miners became converted and stopped using foul languages that the horses that hauled coal trucks in the mines could no longer understand what was being said to them.
Yeah, 当时矿工出现了这个怠工的情况，不是因为这个矿工头和这个工人的冲突，而是因为这些粗俗化的矿工矿场主卸了组之后，他们不再用粗话来骂他们的马匹，这些马也不知道这些这个矿工的主人在说什么了。
Right, so even apparently the horses were like, "What's going on? This is not how my master usually talks to me." Right? They had it's just such a deep change from the inside out that it rippled out into the community. And you know, honestly, I don't know if this is folklore, but certainly when the Holy Spirit moves in the church, when His hand moves, man, there's an effect, there's a ripple outward.
我不知道这些记载是不是真的，但是确实是，如果神动工的话，确实有深刻的改变。
You know, but God's revival in the church is clearly not limited to the church in America and in Europe.
这种复兴实际上并没有局限在欧洲和美洲。
At about the same time as the Welsh Revival, there was a movement that was happening in Korea.
在相近的时候，在朝鲜也发生了复兴。
You know, as I went to seminary, I noticed as I look around, I'm like, wow, there are a lot of Korean brothers and sisters on the campus. I mean, there's maybe a few Japanese, number of Chinese, but wow, there are a lot of Korean brothers and sisters as I looked around.
我在神学院的时候，我惊奇地发现，我周围实际上有很多朝鲜的弟兄姐妹。
Pyongyang, Korea was known as the city of wine, women, and song.
平壤那个城市当时被称作是红酒、女人和歌曲的这样一个城市。
And it was known for being a dark city. I imagine it's something similar to what we would think of as like Las Vegas, you know, kind of Sin City.
就当时可能被人们也称为是罪恶之城。
And it had a kind of a house for training geisha women, you know. So it's a very dark, dark city.
他们也有训练这个艺妓的这样的学校。
But shortly after the Welsh Revival, God's Spirit was moving, and in this town, 50,000 people became Christ followers in 1 year.
跟随着威尔士的这个复兴来到平壤，这个城里面有50,000人信主。
It's a movement like this that I have a hard time, honestly, wrapping my head around. I haven't been a witness to it. You know, I haven't been a witness to it, but it's documented here. We see it in God's Word. We see it in history.
我虽然没有亲眼目睹，但是这都是有很好的记载，也有神的话在这。
And you see, if you look at the scriptures, if you walk through the scriptures and you look at history, we know that we can trust our Lord to move the church, to advance the church forward.
如果你读历史，如果你读神的话，你就会要相信神实际上是要让他的教会往前走。
It is His hand who is moving the church, large C church, that is growing, that is maturing, that is preparing the bride, and sometimes in spite of the church.
是神的手让那个教会往前走，让它变得更成熟。让他成为心腹的羔羊，羔羊的心腹。
And the scripture that we are looking at this morning is not of one of revival, but it's one of restoration.
今天早上我们看的这段经文，实际上不是刚才讲的这种复兴，但是也是一种复兴。
It's a message of God moving His people back in line.
是上帝把他子民带回到他们原来所应该在的地方。
It's a picture of God saying, I'm going to bless you almost in spite of you. I'm going to move you back. It's a passage of great, great promise.
这段经文就是神怎么把他的子民带回来，来实现他的应许。
Let me paint the backdrop for you, because again, we just want to know, kind of as we look at this passage, where we're coming from.
我想向你们介绍一下这个历史背景。
Though Isaiah prophesied years before... Before Israel was taken captive by Babylon and exiled to Babylon.
先知以赛亚在很多年前就预言这个以色列要被掳，被迁到巴比伦。
But God called him to give this message to the people beforehand. And his message to the people, at least leading up to the passage that we are looking at this morning, was one of the people's stubbornness.
神借着先知向这些百姓说话，但是这些百姓实际上是应了景象。
He says in verse 20 and chapter 42, you see and understand what is right, but you refuse to act on it, church. You hear, but you don't really listen, God's people.
以赛亚书42章20节，你看见许多事却不领会，耳朵开通却不听见。
Or Isaiah includes himself later on in verse 24. He says, it was the Lord whom we, Israelites, those living in the southern kingdom of Judah, sinned against. For the people would not go where he sent them, nor would they obey his law.
以赛亚书第二十四章第二十四节里面又说到， 岂不是耶和华吗？这就是我们所得罪的那位，他们不肯遵行他的道，也不听从他的训诲。
And so leading up to the passage that we looked at this morning, you might think that God might have a very different response.
如果我们仅从这段经文里面，我们可能会想到上帝在之后要有不同的举措。
You might think as you read through this passage that God might respond to his people, you are deaf, you are blind, you are hard-hearted, you are stubborn, and I am done with you.
也许我们会心里在想，上帝一定会说，你们是耳聋眼瞎，你们心也是硬的，我和你们一刀两断。
I am finished. I've had enough. I'm ready to leave. I'm departing you.
上帝，我们也可能会想，上帝会离开这些人。
And depending on your perspective of the church being the people that make up the worldwide church.You may agree, you may resonate with this, right? You may understand this.
也许你对教会有不同的看法，但是教会实际上就是一群人来组成。
You may agree with that sentiment. You may disagree with that. You may have mixed feelings about the church.
Yeah. 你也可能有不同的看法，不同的感受。
Listen to what the Lord says. It's the farthest message.It was not a condemning message. His message was completely different from maybe what you might expect as you read through.
但是下面这段经文所展示的却是和我们想象是完全相反。
Instead, if you heard what Joy read, she went through the passage, it was a message of continued love.
可是这段经文却展现了上帝这种持续的这种爱。
It was a message of, it was a message of blessing, of great promise.
是来自上帝的这种应许和祝福。
But the question is, the question that we want to look at this morning is why? Why would God, when you'd think that he'd be like, I'm tired of you folks, why would he go, now, I have a message for you. I'm sending my prophet to give you a message, one of my great love for you.
但是一个问题就是，上帝做了如此的这些事情，为什么上帝还继续爱这些百姓？
Why would God continue to restore the church? Why would he continue to advance and move the church forward?
为什么上帝要继续复兴教会呢？
Well, for one, the church, God's people,are his workmanship.
其中有一点就是子民这些子民是上帝手中的工作。
He says in verse 1, But now, O Israel, the Lord, Yahweh, who created you.
像第一节里面讲的就是这样是耶和华创造了你们。
Or in verse 7, if you go to the end of our scripture, it says,It was I who created them.
是我创造了你们。
You've got to remember that the Lord not only, not created them into being, but he made them a nation. He through Abraham said, I'm going to make you a people. It was the people were his handiwork, his workmanship.
上帝不只是创造了他们，而且让他们借着亚伯拉罕成为了一个民族，一个大国。
I mean, ever since way back, way back, way back to Abraham, it's like I've got a promise for you. I'm going to make you into a great nation.
这是在亚伯拉罕时代，上帝就应许的。
And the Apostle Paul he updates this similar message in the New Testament.He says in Ephesians 2:10, he says, For we, the church, are God's masterpiece. He has created us, the church, anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that he had planned long ago.
保罗在以弗所书二章十节里面也讲到教会实际上就是神手中的工作。
See, the people of OCC, We're his are His workmanship.
我们 OCD 教会也是神手中的工作。
The grounds for His continued concern, His continued walking with us, His continued sustaining grace for us, as that he has good works for us. We are His workmanship, and He has plans for the church.
所以上帝仍然爱他的教会，仍然在他的恩典，用他的恩典来和教会同在。
Things that He planned long ago.
这是他在以前就计划好的。
Sometimes I'll walk to this office that's back here, and I'll look at this. This is a plaque from the church of CGC, and it says, you know, congratulations for 20 years. It was our 20 year anniversary.
是我，如果你走到走廊往左看，你会有看到这个二十周年的这个纪念。
You see, and God sovereignly put together an evangelistic Bible study over 20 years ago because God had plans through the people of the church to accomplish that He had thought years and years ago.
上帝通过二十年前这样一个查经班来兴起这样一个事工。
And you yourselves are witness to this. You can look at your own life maybe and say, yeah, I was part of those plans. I wouldn't be sitting here today had not God brought the church out, created as a workmanship, and then did works through the church.
你们当中一些人仍然是这件事工的见证，你们当时也是这个计划当中的人。
And yet there are still works to be done through us.
但是神在我们身上仍然有继续的工作。
You know, but not only where was the church, was the people of Israel God's workmanship, they were a ransomed people.
所以教会不只是说是神的子民，他也是被救赎的子民。
Says, but now Israel, the Lord who created you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine.
所以神说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾听你的名召你，你是属我的。
He also says in verse 3 and 4, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. I gave your Savior, I gave Egypt, Ethiopia, and Seba as a ransom for your freedom.
在第三节也提到，因为我是耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你的救主。我已经使埃及做你的救赎，使古实和西巴代替你。
So why was God's hand moving to restore the people? Again, the people were eventually going to be in Babylon because of their hard-heartedness. God sovereignly allowed them in His love and His discipline to be taken captive. Why did He want to restore them?
对于当时的以色列民，他们已经被掳，为什么神还爱他们呢？
Why would He sovereignly move in history in such a way that many Egyptian soldiers back in Moses' time died as they were passing through the Red Sea, or that the Lord struck down the Ethiopians in the presence of King Asa and the army of Judah? People's lives were lost.
当时在过红海的时候，神击杀了埃及很多的部队，甚至在这个亚萨王的时候，神也击杀了很多古实人。
This is verse 4, others died. I gave Egypt, Ethiopia, and Seba as a ransom for your freedom. Others died that you might live. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me, God's people.
因为神看这以色列文为宝为尊，因为神爱他们。
So why can we trust? Why can we say? Why can we look and go, I'm so confident that God is going to move the church, advance the church, grow the church forward?
为什么我们不可以用同样的信心来看这个神？神仍然会在这个教会来做工，让我们的教会往前走。
Because it was so costly.
因为神在他们的子民上的代价是大的。
Because of what we just remembered here, right? We just remembered what happened on the cross. We just remembered that he sent his son, that he gave up his son, one and only son, and he was like, I'm going to give up my son so that the church can have life.
你们仍然记得我们刚才领受的圣餐，啊，神将他的儿子钉在十字架上，这是为我们付出的代价。
Why would he give up his son just to leave us the rest of the way, just to abandon us? Why would he do that? It costs so much.
为什么神不离弃我们？因为这个代价是如此的大，他要使他的儿子死在十字架上。
The Heritage Foundation estimates that around 5,000 soldiers were killed on D-Day. You know, just going to the beaches and just 5,000 soldiers in one day, just gone.
诺曼底登陆的那一天有5000士兵阵亡。
And I guess it would be kind of like President Roosevelt after the one day, you know, 5,000 soldiers lost, blood was washing on the shores, that he'd be like, okay, let's go home. We're done.
神如果现在离弃我们，就像当时诺曼底登陆的时候，罗斯福总统在第二天宣布撤军。
It's such a heavy cost pay. People are like, what are you doing? We're not done with the mission.We just started, and we've already paid a heavy cost. We're not just going to leave right now. We've got to finish this out.
如果那样的话，人们就会问你在做什么？这个代价如此大，我们还没有完成我们的使命。
See, he's the one who will finish preparing his bride because the cost was just so heavy.
是神要来装备他的这个心腹，因为这个代价是大的。
We were bought at a price.
极大的代价。
Here's the last foundation for just knowing that his love is just continuing. Why he responds to his people, even in spite of them, in this way. There were people in a covenant.
另外一点就是神为什么仍然爱这些悖逆的子民，就是这些子民是在神的这个约里面。
Listen to these words. I find them just so encouraging. When you go through the deep waters in great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For